We're here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show, and Monsanto has a pre-show event here. We're talking about field scripts like we did last year in Iowa. With me is Dave Rylander. And Dave, last year you introduced this. What's new this year?
Well, so this year we're getting ready to launch it for farmers next year. We had about 150 farmers that actually are part of our Groundbreakers program that tested this in the four states of Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. We've had great feedback from them as far as the simplicity, how this thing worked in the cab, and we're very excited to hear now what the yields will be. So we've got to wait a little bit longer than we'd originally anticipated because of the type of year we had this year, but we have a lot of optimism on how this thing's going to perform, and what farmers are telling us is they're very excited about it.
Well, your host farmer here, as you alluded to, you were hoping that we'd be doing some harvest demos right now to find that out, but it didn't quite work out, did it?
It didn't quite work out. Our original plans were to harvest the first field script here at the Farm Progress Show, which is great for the media. It's great, just great for Farm Progress, because that's what bringing new products to the Farm Progress Show is what about Farm Progress is all about. Mm-hmm. And so we had built this plan, and we thought for sure we were going to get these plots harvested. But we planted a short season hybrid when Mark couldn't get in early, so we moved him to a shorter season hybrid with his field scripts. And then we had that cool weather in mm-hmm. July and early August, and it just slowed everything down, and we just couldn't get it harvested. So what we're trying to do now is what I tell people. We're taking the media out there along with we have about 15 Groundbreaker farmers that we've invited to this event, so the media can actually hear from the farmer in person how this thing worked on his farm this year.
Where were the Groundbreaker, what states were involved?
We had four states. We had Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. We had mm-hmm. roughly 35 to 40 farmers in each state that were testing this, and we had over 600 fields that these farmers planted. So we had upwards of roughly 40,000 acres. So when you think about testing with 150 farmers, they each had about four fields, you're talking 40,000 acres. So we feel like we're getting this thing really ground truth this year with these Groundbreaker growers that will help us launch it next year.
Well, I know we talked a little bit about this last year, but one of the great things, and we're going to have the demonstration out here, is this works right on your iPad right out there in the field, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that is one of the things that a year ago, that was probably our biggest concern, is will this thing work in the cab? Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of dialogue with these farmers, and they cannot believe how simple this thing is. So we all love simplicity in life. Mm-hmm. That's why we have iPhones. Mm-hmm. That's why we have guidance systems on our tractors. Mm-hmm. And if this is something else that just makes it that much more simple and more productive for the farmers to use to plant corn, that'll fit right where the farmers want to go.
All right, great. And we're doing this interview on an iPhone, see? That's the great things
exactly.
that you can do with this
see
technology.
See how simple iPhones are in technology?
Great. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Okay, thanks.
Here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.